For ETV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood.
It is a great day in South Carolina when we can talk about one of the races we love so much, the Bojangles Southern 500. It is around the corner, so right as we end summer, it is back on Labor Day weekend, which we are thrilled about.
That was Governor Nikki Haley welcoming the return to a special date of a South Carolina tradition, the Southern 500. The roaring engines that are expected to bring in more than $54 million to the state this September rocked the Darlington Raceway every Labor Day weekend from 1950 to 2003.
To me, it's all about the tradition.
William McElveen of Bishopville has been coming to Darlington since 1958 and has 26 seats in the top of the stands. Do you think he's excited about the Labor Day date?
You know, it used to be there, and I believe in 2003 they moved it, and that was just a killer to take that race, which had such tradition here. Great day in the morning, especially in the South, but to bring it back is just tremendous.
At the media day, which announced the date, two drivers also hailed the revival. One was Ryan Blaney, son of NASCAR driver Dave Blaney. Asked his view of the Southern 500's place in NASCAR history, he said,
I think there's three races on every driver's list that he wants to win, is the Daytona 500 and the Brickyard 400 and then the Southern 500. I think that's top three in every driver's category and bucket list, and that would definitely check one off for sure. So I think it's great they moved it back to Labor Day weekend, kind of giving it the old school feel. And I think you're going to see a lot of really cool cars out there. And the fans are going to love it. And I think they're going to be in for a really great race.
This will be 21-year-old Blaney's first Southern 500. His impressions of the Darlington Raceway have improved significantly from the first time his father drove him onto the track.
I remember looking out the window and I just see this little narrow 2.5-lane road. I'm like, where's the racetrack at? Since it's somewhere else, and they got 2.5 lanes of racing surface and then 150, 200 yards of just paved apron. And you're like, who thought of this racetrack? You know, how is one car going to go around there? I don't know how we're going to race too wide around there. But you see it puts on one of the best races of the year, and the fans love it and drivers love it. And it's just going to be a real treat to be able to try to attempt to make my first Bojangles Southern 500.
Defending Southern 500 champion Kevin Harvick also was happy to see it return to Labor Day, but the race itself was on his mind as much as the date.
The date is obviously pretty neat to put it back as to what it used to be, but you know, if they're going to put a trophy out there and they're going to put Southern 500 on it, whatever the date is, everybody's going to circle it and say they want to win that one.
After following the race for nearly 60 years, McElveen knows all about tradition.
I have four boys, and we go over there and tailgate. We bring the grandchildren with us, so now we can just about fill up 26 seats. But that's the point with me, is not only do I have a tradition myself, but look at the tradition it is bringing for those young boys. They will just keep right on doing this.
Whether one calls it the Lady in Black or the track too tough to tame, there's something special about the Darlington Raceway and Labor Day weekend. The date and the race are written in burned rubber in the hearts of the fans and the drivers. This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on etvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio, South Carolina Public Radio.